Maidstone. Congratulations to Maidstone High School senior girls basketball team on winning gold at their home tournament March 3-4. Teams came from Etonia, Caribert and Macklin to compete in the two-day event. Special thanks to the grade 7s who came out to help. The senior girls will be hosting conferences in Maidstone this Saturday. Maidstone Curling Club's Junior Bondspiel on March 4 drew 24 players on 6 teams. Winning team was Benjamin Owens, Lucas Kinkin, Parker Shemp, Braden Yaseko. Second place, Yael Allen, Joanne Owens, Addison Young, Bella Young. Draw to button winner was Ellie Kraft. Toonie Broom winner was Amber Shemp and AirPods raffle winner was Chloe Rempel. Thank you to all our sponsors. Maidstone Curling Club's Let's Rock This raffle winners were announced March 4. Len Wagner won the Louisiana Pellet Smoker. Cheryl Winterhalt and Verna Donald each won a quarter of beef and half of pork. Talent Stapleton had a fantastic time at Kenyatta Winter Games. At 13 years old, she was the youngest athlete competing. With an icy course for moguls last week, she skied well but ran into bad luck on her backflip. She was still smiling with a 14th place finish in single moguls. In duels on the last day, they raced another athlete. Talents came up against 18-year-old Lynette Kahn from British Columbia, who had won bronze in singles and went on to win silver in duels. It was an amazing experience. She says, this week Talents is in Caledon, Ont. For junior nationals, with training early in the week and the competition on March 10 to 12. Maidstone Ice Arena made their draw for Trip of the Month March 6. Deborah Sutherland won a trip to Vancouver and Donnie Ironchild won the ticket money back. The next draw is April 3 for a $1,000 travel voucher. Maidstone Gully Multiple 4-H Club will host District 4-H public speaking in Hillman March 12 at 1 p.m. Take a Sunday drive to show support for these young people and hear some excellent speeches. Maidstone Library has a new display for the month of March, so be sure to check it out. They also have kits to sign out for preschool children, which include all kinds of activities, games and even recipes to try with your kids, or read a kite story and make a kite. A few kids from the elementary school have started a chess club. They'll be meeting at Maidstone Library on Wednesdays after school. The grade 3 class took a field trip to the town library March 3. They were excited to take out library cards in their own names. Ratishniuk Elementary School, Maidstone, has basketball starting this week for grades 5 to 6. There are 6 teams because so many kids signed up. Games will be in-house on Mondays and Wednesdays. Some of the students have started a singing club called Rock and Rollers. Kids grades 1 to 6 meet every Thursday at lunch with Mrs. Sperling to sing songs. Elder Adele Baer came to speak with grade 6 students on the 7 grandfathers, values, their culture focuses on. With the grade 4 class, she spoke of the meanings of each part of the teepee, as students worked together in raising a teepee in their classroom. She related well with the students who were excited to be using the teepee for the next few weeks. Midwest Family Connections is holding 2 family play and learn sessions in Maidstone March 13 and 20 from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at Ratishniuk Elementary School in the pre-K room. This is a drop-in program for infant to age 6 with free play, activities, parenting information and more. Caregiver must stay with child. Contact 306-825-5911 or info at midwestfamilyconnections.ca for more information. Maidstone Healthcare Auxiliary is having a St. Patrick's Day tea March 17 from 2 to 4 p.m. at Pine Island Suites. Admission is $4 with proceeds towards purchase of Lucas 3 chest compression equipment for the hospital and ambulances. Waseca Community Center reminds everyone to join them March 15, 22 and 29 for socializing, cards and board games from 7 to 9 p.m. There will be a spring market at the center from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 6. Contact Waseca Community Center at gmail.com, Gloria 306-830-0861 or Sandra 780-872-8008 to book a table. Maidstone Skating Club's 74th Annual Carnival presents Glitter on Ice Saturday, March 18 at 7 p.m., Sunday, March 19 at 1:30 p.m. at Maidstone Ice Arena. Admission. 12 and older $7, 5 to 11 $5, under 5 free. These skaters have been working hard all season and are excited to put on a performance for everyone. Maidstone Disc Golf and Maidstone Bowling Alley are teaming up again to bring you the final Trivia Fun Night for this year on March 25th at 7 p.m. To book your team, please email maidstonediscgolf@gmail.com with team name and number of people on team, up to 8. Disc Golf will start as soon as Delfrari Park is melted, wishful thinking. Maidstone Trade Fair is less than a month away, Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2. It's exciting to have the trade fair return after being cancelled for a couple of years due to COVID-19. The committee advises there's still room for vendors. Please email maidstonetradefair@gmail.com for your registration package. In hockey, U11 Maidstone teams hosted the league final tournament last weekend. The Maidstone Blue team lost the final game to Meadow Lake, so ended up second in the league. U13 Maidstone combined with Neilburg played Friday, March 3 in Delisle in Round 3 Game 2 of Provincial Hockey. Maidstone came back to tie the game 4-4. With 3 points, they advanced to the next round of Provincials in the Northern Sea Finals. U15 Maidstone won 6-4 over Debden in Maidstone on March 4 and advanced to Round 2 of Playoffs. My apologies for not having all the hockey news, but I just didn't have time to try to get it all. It's 1:37 a.m. and I'm giving up for this deadline. Hopefully I'll have more scores for you next week.